Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Russian Table Talks. I am your new host, Oscar Perez, and I wanted to start off by saying to those of you who are new incoming students, welcome to Arkansas Tech University. And for those of you who are returning students, welcome back. I hope every one of you is having a great semester so far. As a new host, this will be my first official podcast episode. I'll go a little bit into detail about myself and what I do, what my involvement is here on campus, and just a few other things that you might would like to know about me. As a new host, this will be my first official podcast. I'll go a little bit more into detail about myself, who I am, what it is I do, my involvement on campus, and maybe just a few other things you might would like to know about me. I'm open to receiving any kind of feedback and possibly even get it to work for some of you one day. Just as the previous host did, I will also be doing quote of the day. And today's quote is, "Start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can." Arthur Ashe. Now, let's go ahead and hop into today's episode. Hi, I am, as I just stated, Oscar Perez. I am a sophomore as well as a first-generation student here at Arkansas Tech University. My hometown is Warren, Arkansas. I am double majoring with computer engineering being my primary major and electrical engineering being my secondary major. If you're ever looking for a good conversation starter, just ask what someone's major is. I promise you that will be the most asked question you will get asked and you will ask other people all throughout college. No matter if you're in your freshman year, sophomore, junior, or senior year, that's probably going to be the first question that will get asked whenever you meet somebody. If you ever want to break the ice or get to know someone a little bit better, just ask what their major is. I live on campus, as my hometown is a little ways away. I am living in Jones Residence Hall, which, for those of you who don't know where it is, it's right next to the University Commons, which is in the northeastern part of campus. You can usually catch me and my friends out at the same volleyball court playing whenever the weather is pretty nice. I currently hold two on-campus jobs, the first of which being the Student Involvement Center student worker, and my second job, which I also worked at last year, is campus recreation and intramurals. So if you're into sports or would like to get more into them, intramurals is the way to do it. Not only is it a great way to stay active and have something to do, but it's also an amazing way to meet more people, because I sure have met so many new people, and I'm not just talking about the coworkers. I'm talking about those who actually participate in the intramurals. Every single one of them are such amazing people, and I'm glad that I'm able to work for Campus Rec and be able to meet all these different kind of people. And sometimes even I participate in them. The one I participate most in was probably the co-rec indoor soccer, but I'll probably be doing maybe more throughout this year. If you want to play, get in contact with me and I can get you in touch with Campus Rec, or I can get you in contact with some other people who may want to make a team. And now getting into my involvement on campus, I'm currently the president for LULAC, which stands for the League of United Latin American Citizens. I'm an active member of the Latinx Student Organization, which is widely referred to as LSO. I recently became a minority peer mentor for MMP, and a few other clubs that I participate in are the Geology Club as well as Rotaract. And I previously served as an orientation leader for this year's freshman orientation. If any of you are new incoming freshmen, there's a good chance you may have seen me at orientation. If you ask me why I chose to be so involved, I would tell you that I just like being busy. But if I were to go on to a deeper level, I would tell you that I'm involved because I truly fell in love with what it is I do when I'm involved. And one thing a lot of people don't know about me is that in the past, I rarely got myself involved with clubs, school activities, etc. I did not want to be involved. I just wanted to go to school, get out, go to work, sleep, and repeat. But when I came to college, I wanted to change that, and here I am doing the complete opposite from when I was in high school. I know it may sound like a lot to have on one's plate, and sometimes it really does feel like a lot to have on my plate, but the feeling that I get from being involved truly is like none other. Even though I wasn't sure how to get involved, I still wanted to change. I had no idea how I was going to do it, but I was so fortunate enough to have the help and the guidance from my mentor, the previous host of this podcast, as well as my god sister, because they were the person who gave me the push that I needed to step out of my comfort zone and do everything I am doing now. If it wasn't for them, I truly don't know what it is I would be doing right now, and I could not be more grateful for them. She invited me to come hang out and study in the Student Involvement Center, and at first I was real hesitant about doing it because I wasn't sure if that's what I really wanted to do or if I truly wanted to go through change, but I decided to trust her guidance and I stepped out of my comfort zone. And little by little, I got to know more people, I got more involved as time went on, and I'm sitting here now doing this podcast because I chose to be involved, and trust me, I do not regret it at all. And if I could go back and do it again, I definitely would. If any of you ever have questions or doubts about getting involved, trust me, this is something you want to do. And if you are just how I was whenever I first came here, you are more than welcome to come by and see me or anyone in the Student Involvement Center about getting involved, because we will make sure that you feel connected, that you feel like you're involved, that you feel like you have a place at this university, because that is what Arkansas Tech is. Everyone here tries to make sure that you feel like you are part of just one big family, which is one of the reasons why I love Tech so much, because it's so family oriented. And I just always feel like no matter where I go, I feel welcomed, that no matter what it is I do, people will accept me for who I am. And it's just an amazing feeling. That's another reason why I love being so involved, is because I get to meet all these other people. And it's not like I'm just meeting one person and then copy and paste and then meet someone who's exactly the same. No, I'm meeting all these different kind of people, but they're still accepting me for who I am. And I just love that about Arkansas Tech. And if you're ever feeling that you may not have a place here at campus, or that we may not have something that piques your interest or that you can get involved with, I can assure you that we most definitely do. I believe we have close to almost 200 registered student organizations on campus, and that can range from having a chess club, or maybe you like to go and fish. I know we have a fishing team here at ATU, or maybe you've been interested in Greek life. We also have stuff that's more major specific. We have clubs such as like the accounting club, anthropology club, pre-law club, the geology club, and many different more. And a lot of the time, you don't have to be within that major to be part of that club, but pretty much that's kind of what clubs are, is just a way for you to get involved, to connect. And sometimes you may not always connect with them, but once you do find a club and or organization that you connect with the most, I assure you that the people that you meet in that club will end up being the people that you're with for the rest of college, the people that you're going to hang around with the most, and the people that you're going to feel the most connected with, especially. And a lot of the times, whenever you join one of these clubs, sometimes you'll end up meeting an upperclassman that's either really close to your major or is the exact same major as you. And I can't tell you the amount of times that I've been saved by an upperclassman when registering for classes, because that's one of the benefits of being involved and being in these clubs, is you get to meet the upperclassmen who have already taken certain classes. So whenever you go to register for classes, and you can be like, hey, I'm taking this class next semester, and there's these two different professors, which one did you take, or which one would you suggest taking? And they can be like, oh, I would suggest taking so-and-so. That has saved me so many times, and I kid you not, I've only had maybe like two difficult classes so far at ATU, but 9 out of 10 times, I've been saved by going to them and asking them, how's this professor, or how easy is this class, or what would you suggest me doing for this class in terms of studying and putting time into my assignments? There's many different benefits that come from being in these organizations, and I feel that's one of the most beneficial ones, which is another reason why you should get involved, why you should get connected with people, because it'll not only make your college experience more fun, but it'll make your college experience so much easier in terms of classes and homework. Because if you're ever struggling, you'll have an upperclassman there who's already taken the class to kind of be your tutor, to be your mentor and guide you along that class. And eventually you might even end up doing the same thing for somebody else and saving them the troubles of having to struggle to a class, or having to struggle with a certain professor when they could have taken a different one and succeeded or gotten a better grade in that class. But one word of advice that I would give to everybody, if they're wanting to get involved, if you're wanting to get involved, if you want to get connected and be in all these different kinds of organizations and clubs, I would suggest only taking maybe like 2 or 3 at a time, or maybe even just 1 at a time. With seeing how busy you are, especially if you're incoming freshmen and first generation students, I know it can be very difficult because I've been there before. So I would suggest maybe just taking on 1 or 2 and maybe at max 3, but no more than 3, because you still want to have time for yourself. You still want to have time to study, and you don't want to be overwhelmed and add more stress than what you already have with your classes. And there's many more benefits that come from being a part of organizations. Sometimes you may even hold a position in the office. That's one of like the many benefits that come from being in an organization, because I would say the 3 main benefits from those RSOs would be the connections you make, your leadership skills, as well as being involved, because all of those you can eventually apply to the real world, which I've done many times. And eventually everything you take from those organizations, you'll be able to use in the real world, which is probably one of the best benefits you could get from being involved, which is why I suggest to everybody that you should be involved. But of course, at the end of the day, it's up to you on how much you're involved in. You can be minimally involved, you can be involved to the fullest, It's whatever you make out of being involved that you'll end up taking with you for the rest of your college experience. Which leads me to another thing. Something that I wish to do is that I'm hoping to be able to use this podcast as a way to reach out to others, to reach out to you about the opportunities, events, and the other resources that we offer here on campus, which the Student Involvement Center, where I work at, is one of them. It's a great space for everyone to come by and hang out in, or if you want to get some work done and study, you're more than welcome to do that. Or if you just want to come by and just meet new people, we're the place to do it. This is where I got started, and many of you can as well. But just as my mentor did for me, I'm hoping I can do the same for others, where I can have as big of an impact and influence on others as well as their college experience as she did for me. The year has just started, and I know many of you will succeed. Don't be afraid of failure. It's just a part of the process that's going to lead you to your success. Create a plan, follow that plan, and everything will work out. For all you first-gen students, there will be struggles because I know I for sure had my fair share of struggles, especially in chemistry. For those of you who had me in chemistry or were with me in chemistry, you know what I'm talking about. We know that struggle. But know that there are people and resources that will always be there for you. Utilize those resources. And the First Gen Student Experience Office is one of those resources. Our door is always open and you're more than welcome to come by. Another resource I would like to mention is TRIO. If you're wondering where TRIO is or never heard of TRIO, TRIO is a student support service that can assign you a primary advisor or secondary advisor depending how far along college you are, whether it's like you need to talk about registering for classes or you need to drop one. They also do a lot of events and workshops throughout the year where they might teach you how to create a budget, or they'll teach you interview skills, they'll do resume builders. I know last year they did an etiquette event where you learn proper and formal etiquette whenever you're at a formal event. But TRIO has all these different kinds of services and more, but that's pretty much what TRIO is. They're available for all first-generation students, students with disabilities, as well as students who come from a low-income household. If you have any more questions, you can come find me, or you can visit their office, which is located on the second floor of Brown. I know each and every one of you will do great things this year. Don't give up, never settle for less, keep striving for more, and I assure you, your success will be all the more rewarding. Thank you all for joining me here on First Gen Table Talks, as well as on my first episode. And please make sure to check us out on our social media platforms, on Instagram as well as Facebook. On Instagram, we are at ATU First Gen, and on Facebook, we are Arkansas Tech University's First Gen Student Experience. Our office is located inside the Student Involvement Center, inside Doc Bryan 171. Make sure to stop by.